Our campfire song, There is no song. By Iced Cool Latte. For Monster Stuck 2024. A competition run on the Homestuck Fan Author Coalition server. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on the works of Andrew Hussey.
Crunch, crunch, crunch. That's the sound of the man who caused the Sphinx's demise. He broke all who came in his path, only wishing for his own victory. When he told the Sphinx what he believed, she wept in turmoil, unable to live with herself. She was never seen again. Riska groaned. Ugh. Come on, Resi, that was such a bummer. It wasn't even scary. The harpy cackled. Are you kidding me? The inevitable death of a victim of her own rules? That's fucking terrifying. Way scarier than whatever happened to my ancestors. She snickered, clearly not proud of her species' role in the story of the Odyssey. Vriska nibbled on her s'more, not quite enjoying herself. Am I the only one here with any good fucking stories? You have any idea how many times zombies have absolutely kicked ass in movies? But this is supposed to be scary stories, not inspiring, chirped a hesitant voice. Shut your pie hole, Twinkle Toes. You're a fairy. You don't even have any good scary stories. Everything works out for you guys. Tavros winced as he was berated. Why'd he even come on this trip? Kanaya and Nepeta didn't go, why did he? They were camping on the edge of Feferi's lake, which may have been a mistake now that Tavros thought about it. Wasn't she, like, expected to kill them or something? Isn't that what sirens do? Tavros shivered slightly, quietly retreating to his tent as the others began to bicker about the best stories from their kind. Obviously, zombie stories are the bomb, Vriska boasted. Centaurs are a majestic, strong species. We help those in need and guide them. I see no reason we should not be the best, Equius sneered, not being the first to forget this was supposed to be about scary stories. I wish Kanaya were here. Vampires get all the best scary stories, Karkat grumbled, pointed tail drooping. Vriska jabbed her finger at him accusingly. Hey, don't you have all those stories about being vanquished by priests? Why don't you tell a scary story, huh? Karkat flinched. The fuck I owe you a scary story for? I'm not telling you shit. He crossed his arms stubbornly, glaring at the decayed woman with slit, judgmental eyes. Come on, tell us. You're so boring, you know that? You know you're such a wuss, Karkat. You never want to play with us. It's so boring. Vriska grabbed his arm and shook it around, pulling it quite close to her mouth threateningly. Karkat could feel his ego shrinking. Oh, fuck. Fine. I'll tell you a fucking story. Jesus, I mean, shit. He hung his head in his hands, knowing he'd get a stern talking to from the man downstairs when he came home. A demon quite foul lurked in the hallway of Thrushpoint Cross Catholic School. What a bunch of sheep. And everyone in this building just filing into their little rooms to praise the Lord our God in heaven. Ooh, look at Mr. Jesus, isn't he so handsome? What a bunch of hippy-dippy baloney, he mocked them internally. These pricks have no idea what's coming to them, he cackled, inflating his ego in the process. Sneaking into a classroom, he decided to bide his time. What were they even teaching these weirdos? Hello, class. Today we're going to be reading Revelations. Isn't that exciting? The class cheered. What kind of kids cheer in joy for books? Blocking out the noise of the teacher droning on about the holy book, the trickster began scanning the room for susceptible students. Not her, she's got perfect clothes. Too clean, too smelly, too strangely... No, she's a goth in Catholic school. She has it hard enough. Oh. There, in the middle of class, sat a quivering, pathetic, messy boy with the worst-kept hair in class. His entire outfit was wrinkled. He had bags under his eyes, but a determination shone in them that signified he was at least trying to be the god's perfect little boy. I want that one. The slithering demon snuck to the boy as if anyone could see him, and just when he was ready to pounce.
My goodness! A foul creature born from hell!
Oh, fuck, they could see him. The sleep-deprived boy in front of him suddenly held up his cross pendant, and when he turned around, the teacher was looming over him, holy water in clutch. His screams rang with the echoes of the church bell. Equius had been sweating all night, But at this point, plants were beginning to sprout from beneath him due to the sheer amount of perspiration he was accumulating. Why did he let Nepeta stay home on her own? He should be with her, protecting her from men with golden bullets in the holly, not here, losing his horse-crud mind over a scary story from someone not even his species. Karkat sat miserably at his log, head resting on his hand, which was propped up on his knee. His tail flickered alongside the campfire as he scanned the group for reactions. A part of him was grateful Tavros went inside. He knew that would scare the shit out of him. Riska rolled her eyes. Fuck, he was good. But she'd never say that. She tapped the log with her bony fingers expectantly.
Well, that's it?
Karkat groaned.
Yes, that's it. I'm not giving you shit,
he said, stuffing a s'more in his mouth.
I mean, I liked it, Terezi shrugged. Harpies and demons are pretty linked, you know. We tend to like each other's shit.
Oh, of course you liked it, Vriska bemoaned.
What's that supposed to mean?
Karkat and Terezi shouted in unison. And as the trio bickered into the night, Equius couldn't help but think about what Nepeta was doing right now.
The Homestuck Fan Author Coalition is a place for authors to write, brainstorm, discuss, and collaborate. Link available in description. Suburban Jungle by Michael Guy Bowman. Special thanks to Sakiko. If you would like me to record a story, voiceover, or character, please get in touch with me using the contact information on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find links to other stories that I've read, my Discord server, and various ways to support me. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.